Yeah, baby, this is Son of God University. We're back. And God Jesus is the same. So we're here, and we'll be with you in a second. We'll have Dr. Sweetie. God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus is fighting.
This is Son of God University, baby. Jesus, baby. We're back on the scene for the continual revival here at Son of God University. I mean, S-U-N, the light and power of the Jesus Christ, baby. We're here, and we're here today to talk about the power of the resurrection. And that's the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Did you know that the Father did not raise up Jesus Christ? It was the light of Christ. Did you know that light of Christ that we're talking about, that was the power that resurrected his body up? That was the power that gave him life? That was the power. It wasn't the Father. No, it was the light of the Son of God, the light of Christ, the Holy Shekinah. That was the power. That's the power we've been talking about all along, and that's the power we're going to continue to talk about because it's in each and every soul of this planet. That power is in you. You just need to activate it. Right now, we're just telling you the principles of how to activate it, and that's the God in you that you need to get in touch with. And right now, we're going to start to talk about it. I'm going to get my brother, who's the president of Son of God University. He's going to get into the depth of the power of resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ Almighty. Greetings, my beloved ones, in the name of Jesus Christ, the eternal Savior and the love of the universe. The power of the resurrection is the power that is inside of our being as well as is inside of Jesus Christ. Years ago, ages ago, shall we say, even the great ancient patriarchs of old were introduced to the promise of the resurrection into the great eternal now. Enoch, for example, Genesis 5:24 that we talked about before, was translated, and he did not experience physical death, and he was not found naturally on the earth because the almighty energy within him has transfigured him. And before the transfiguration, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And so it was by faith energy that this man, this glorious patriarch, was transformed by energy. His cells was renewed because he loved the Almighty. He was in love with the Spirit of Christ, the eternal Holy Spirit, the light of Christ. So therefore, his being became jubilant as he gave praise to this inner Christ light. And his cells became renewed, his organs revitalized, and he never had to go through physical death. That is the powers of the resurrection. The powers of the resurrection is the quickening power that transforms your life and makes you alive now. You don't have to croak to get there. Now, to get to some of the other examples, when Jesus Christ on the earth, he raised Lazarus from the dead. Now, Lazarus has died, and he didn't have to die, but the only purpose that it was done so that they might see the glory of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So, therefore, he was permitted to pass on, and as you heard the story, In the book of Matthew, where it speaks about Martha and Mary were concerned, their brother had died. They said, Lord Jesus, if he had been there, he would not have died. And Jesus says, I know, it's okay, he just sleepeth. So they say, well, he sleepeth, he doeth well. And he was speaking about the death, but the death was not to the destruction. So he physically did die, just Lazarus, and so therefore when Jesus said, bring me to him, they went up there, and it was 4 days, and the two ladies, some of them, they still doubted. They said, well, just Jesus, you got the power, and if he was here, our brother would not have died. Jesus says, I know, it's okay. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. And they tripped. They said, what did you mean you had the resurrection and the life? We know we're going to see Lazarus at the last day, later on in the bygone future. That's the problem with people today and religious people. They put everything in the bygone future. Why not the here and now? The light of Jesus Christ operates here and now. So therefore, Jesus told them a great revelation. He said, I am. The great I am energy inside of me. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, Yes, shall he live. He who lives and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? They were tripping him because they said, well, you know, he's stinking. He's been in the grave 4 days now, and decomposition set in, so it might be too late. And Jesus say, where have you laid him? See, Jesus is such a delight, he didn't even focus on where the grave site was. He said, where have you laid him? Take me to him. So they took Jesus to the place where Lazarus has been laid. And Jesus Christ looked beyond the stinkiness of the decayed body that died and had been over 4 days. So Jesus Christ, the scripture says, he lifted up his eyes to the heavens. He gave thanks to Jehovah Yahweh, and he gave praise and thanks, and he prayed out loud for their sake. He said, oh, great Jehovah Yahweh, my great eternal Father, I know that when I pray to thee, you always hear me, and I thank you that you are now listening to me even now, and I pray out loud for the people's sake, that they will see the powers of God in me. And so therefore, he told him right out, he said, I'm praying purposely out loud for your sake that you may see the powers of God inside of me, because Jesus Christ already knew he had the power. So Jesus Christ, he spoke the word, and he called Lazarus, called his name with a loud voice. It says, Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And the scripture says he that was dead came forth, walking with the grave clothes attached to his body. And then Jesus talked to the grave clothes. He said, loose him and let him go. And the grave clothes came off of the physical body. And then the Lazarus became fully revitalized, insane physical body, full of life, smelled good, energized by the Son of God. To show you the resurrection, Jesus Christ is bringing it into the here and now. Now, some scholars say, well, later on, Lazarus died later. No, he did not. He got the secret revelation. If the Son of God Almighty, full of grace and full of power, full of authority, raised somebody from the dead, they're going to get edumacated. And he can edumacate it really good, and you can be assured, and Lazarus never died again. He continued to live. To this day, he became a transfigured being. You say, well, how can he become transfigured? He died. Well, for the simple reason, his body did not turn to worms. It did not turn to dust. It was in the grave for, what they said, approximately 4 days. They said he lay in the grave 4 days. So Jesus Christ went and brought his spirit, the spirit of the guy, Lazarus, which was in the purgatory, into paradise, brought him out of the paradisical estate and brought his spirit back into the body, put the physical body back together, or the body, the spirit inside of the body, and then it became jubilant. So therefore, he was considered a living being who had a chance to overcome in the flesh, because his body did not turn to dust or maggots and, you know, stuff like that. He had power. He had hope. The hope of the ages is the resurrection happens all the time. Now, our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he gave his life. Why did he give his life? He didn't have to die. In the 6th chapter of St. John, it tells a good story. And the 27th chapter of Matthew, the 27th, 28th chapter, it speaks about the power of Jesus Christ and how he allowed himself to go through the sacrifice. Why did he get sacrificed? The scripture says that Jehovah God required a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. All the time back in the Old Covenant, they were giving blood sacrifices for the sins of the people. And the high priest had to go in once a year. Well, when the perfect heifer came, they called Jesus the red heifer or the perfect one. The perfect heifer sacrifice was a divine human, which is beyond a heifer, because they were sacrificing heifers and pigeons and turtle doves back in the day. But today, one sacrifice is given one time, purged forever, and Jesus Christ was energized by the light of Christ. Now, let's go up in the heavens. Years ago, when we were all spirit children, we lived and we had our being as spirit beings with the Almighty. And we saw Jesus Christ, he was slain before the foundations of the world. Way back then, in the eons of long ago, he went through what they call the crucifixion in spirit form before he took on the flesh body on the earth, which showed the power of the crucifixion, the divine sacrifice, the divine powers of the resurrection, and the purpose of that we might have access to the tree of life. So therefore, as Jesus Christ and the foreknowledge of the Almighty God the Father, Jehovah Yahweh, knew that mankind was going to fall, and there was going to be sin upon the planet, there was going to be whoopsie-doopsie acts happen on the planet Earth. So therefore, they needed a perfect sacrifice, and Jesus Christ, because he paid attention in the classroom of light, he was so pure, he obeyed all the laws and the purification of the Almighty, he became the Lamb of God. As Hebrews, the first chapter, speaks about that God commanded that all people give worship to Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who was going to take away the sins of the world, and he was going to be the one that be sacrificed on planet Earth. This planet is the most wickedest planet, the most lowest of the spirits, the baby of the spirits, but yet it has the quickest hope because through Jesus Christ, we can overcome in a quick degree by glorifying the Almighty Son of God. So therefore, this power, this resurrection, the power of the resurrection, when Jesus Christ said, and he spoke a lot in the book of the Gospel of John, you can check out the four Gospels, it speaks about the great life of Jesus Christ. He said, I have power. No one taketh my life. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up again. They were tripled. They said, what did you mean you got the power to take your life? You can lay it down, and then you can pick it up. Who do you say you are? Who do you suppose you could be that you could have the power to take it, allow your life to be taken, and then allow it to rise again? Well, they had to understand that Jesus Christ was possessed of the Holy Spirit, the almighty energy of the Father. And so, therefore, that same Spirit that is inside of Jesus Christ is the same Spirit that is inside of us. We must become aware of this power. Like my brother said earlier, it was the inner power inside of Jesus Christ that rose Jesus Christ up from the dead. And so, therefore, Jesus went through the sacrifice. He lived a life, and when the time comes, the time for the assassination of Jesus, they spit upon Jesus. They mocked him. They had buckets full of poo-poo, doo-doo, feces, urine mixed together. They threw it in the face of Jesus Christ, and they made a mockery of him. And he took all that joyfully, all because he was thinking of humankind. He didn't get mad. He didn't get upset. He didn't get infuriated. How come he didn't get frustrated? Because he recognized the atoms and rays of light is in everything, even in the urine. He recognized that the Spirit of God was in the urine, even in the feces. He recognized it. So therefore, he transformed the conditions that most people would look down on negative, like what? But Jesus Christ used a higher vision in his mind. So therefore, when he was assassinated on the tree or the cross for the sins of the people, and then they punched him in the heart and in the side, and the blood came out. When the blood and the water came out of the being of Jesus and out of his heart, when it touched the ground, the scripture says that the 27th chapter, the earth shook. It vibrate, caused a storm, tsunami, wild weather, excitement, thunders, and lightnings. The sun took the sun had an eclipse. It got total darkness for about approximately, 3 hours, 6th to the 9th hour, and all that good stuff. And it was bearing witness that Jesus Christ is the power of God manifested in flesh. So as that energy hit the earth, and the blood of Jesus Christ touched the earth. Now think, Jesus was the most purest being of all. And so therefore, it had so much of purification in the blood of Jesus. He had no sin. So therefore, he became the planetary Christ right away after that excitement. He became purified, and his spirit went into hell. A lot of people don't know that Jesus Christ went to hell. Yes, the Son of God, the purified being, went to hell after his assassination. And he preached to the spirits in prison or in Hades, in hell, and taught them the principles of light. And back in those days, no one, if they died, even if they were so-called saints, they could not go to heaven until Jesus Christ came. Many people had to stay in purgatory. Some went what they call pearl paradise. Pearl paradise is between purgatory and paradise, but not into heavenly realm of the almighty light of God. So therefore, everybody was waiting. Back in the day, those that had passed on, they said, we got to find Shiloh, Jesus Christ. When is he coming? Because we got to get delivered out of the negative status. Well, the powerful one did come, that the Lord Jesus Christ. So when he cometh forth, and he did his act of allowing himself to be assassinated because he loved the people. The blood was sacrificed. The blood was shed. God the Father, Jehovah, he accepted the sacrifice. And Jesus Christ, after he shed the blood on the cross, and when he said, Father, I commend my spirit into your hands, and Jesus said, it is finished. Then immediately Jesus Christ's spirit went to hell and preached to those spirits. It said he was in the grave 3 days and three nights. So therefore, he was preaching down into hell for 3 days and three nights. That makes it Good Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and he came alive Saturday night, not on Good Friday, the way some people, they got it. But if they want to celebrate that, that's okay. We're not into pity pinching. We're just telling you the facts and the truth. And the scripture says Jesus would be assassinated in the ground, in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Because they said, well, give us a sign about you, Jesus Christ. You're supposed to be so great. Give us a sign about you. He said, no sign shall be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah when he was in the whale 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. 3 days and 3 nights. So during that 72-hour period, like I said, Jesus Christ was in hell preaching to the spirits in prison, talking to them and everything, and the Day of Atonement was coming, and he was the atonement. He brought forth the atonement when he was sacrificed on that great Wednesday night, or Wednesday day. So you take Wednesday to Thursday, Thursday to Friday, Friday to Saturday. That gives you a perfectly 72 hours, or 3 days and 3 nights. So after the Sabbath had passed, which was Saturday night in the Jewish calendar, then he got up, or he was already rose. The next day, the first day of the week, didn't Mary get back and lean there? She found him, and everybody think, oh, Easter Sunday, that's when Jesus rose. No, no, no. That's when the people discovered that Jesus was already alive. He already snuck out of the grave on the Saturday Night Live. He became alive, back in his being on Saturday night, and he was just praising his energy, the Father within him. And so, therefore, when the lady come to him, the girl, his girlfriend or sweetheart, the one that really feel him, Mary Magdalena. And then she said, Jesus said, don't touch me yet, sweetheart, don't touch me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father and to your Father. Go and tell my brethren that the Son of God has risen from the dead. And so she was tripping. She said, wait a minute, I want to hug you, sweetheart. I want to love up on you. You just raised from the dead, and you alive. But she could not do so because he was so dunamis, full of almighty power. She would have got an electrical shock because he had all that energy. Why? Because the light of Christ in him raised him from the dead. This is what this whole story is about, the power of the quickening power. Now, Jesus Christ's body was risen with the same physical body that he was born in. So therefore, that's why he was able to receive the full glory, because he did not stay died for a long time and turn to worms and have all that kind of stuff. He had the power of resurrection. Now, do we have the same power of the resurrection? Yes, because in the book of the Ephesians, the first chapter, the first chapter, they say walk 5:8, they say walk as children of light. We are to walk as children of light. How are we to walk as children of light? By being infatuated with the light of Christ. This Christ light is the quickening power, known as the Holy Ghost on every coast, greater than French toast, like I told you yesterday, and more nutritional than beef pot roast. This Holy Spirit energy is the power that wakes up to Jesus Christ. It quickened him and energized him. Jesus Christ was in love with the light of Christ, or the spirit of love. Now, we must be in love with this spirit. This spirit is the resurrection power. Resurrection means to be quickened, to be made alive, to come to the realization of life. Now, do you want to live and stay young forever, or do you want to become an old doke? Do you want to become wrinkled up, or you want to die? You got the choice whether you want to live more or you want to die. And the book of Deuteronomy speaks that the power of life and death are in the power of the tongue. And I believe it's also in the book of Proverbs that verifies that what we think, what we say, we can become. And as we have faith in this holy light of Christ, this sacred divine energy, the powers of the resurrection, is an eternal now thing. Hear me, my beloved ones. You don't have to wait a long time to get revived. You can get revived right now as you call upon Jesus, 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 Jesus is the living light of Christ.
You got that, baby. Jesus is the powerful name. As we go through that over and over again,
yes,
that name is so powerful. We was off the air for a while because we were saying Jesus. It was so powerful, it blew out. It blew out the wires. We was chanting that name, and that's why we apologize, Son of God University.
Yes.
We weren't on the air because that name is powerful. Just think how powerful that name is. The name is so powerful when Joshua was chanting it.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus. He was playing that, and the walls came tumbling down. So with us chanting it, that name is powerful. It blew out. They had to have somebody going to, it blew it out, and that's why two Sundays ago it was going, they didn't know it was on or off. They say, oh, that's what happened. Man, we never seen nothing like this. Of course, Jesus, it's a powerful name.
Yes.
We know it. You should know it. You should realize it by chanting that name. Chanting that name, as you chant that name, it energizes you.
Yes.
You will get the power. And as you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is very essential,
yes,
a lot of people have kind of thrown that away, especially in the church world. It used to be, you used to hear Holy Ghost. Now it's kind of like charismatic. It's kind of mild. It's toned down. Let's beef it up. Let's pump up the volume on that. Because what's happening now, people are just falling by the wayside because it's really no God. Because the God that you need to be serving is right within you.
Amen.
And you serving, you keep saying Jehovah, Jehovah. You don't want to be like Adam. Right. Adam fell because his eyes was on Jehovah and Jah Jesus. Right. And all the cherubims and angels in heaven. He was looking at them instead of within himself. And he got lost and he got in a trance over that beautiful woman, Laiva. Yeah. And so we want to keep our eyes and focus and our mind on Jesus' spirit within us, that Holy Spirit within us. We need to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the stage that we need to get with. Yeah, sure, you confess to Jesus. Yes, you praise Jesus. Amen. Jesus is definitely worthy to be praised. Yes. Like my brother said, you know, before the foundation of the ages, he did the death and all went throughout. Before the earth was laid. Now, he came back and he did it on physical plane. And believe me, he went through some torture, you know. But it was nothing to him because remember, he knows everything is atomized. Like when they say, "Here, you want something to drink?" They gave him urine with That's vinegar. Right. You know, like, yes. Come on. This is a God. He is a mighty God. He's a God of this earth. And we're going to get into that, I believe it's next time we're on the air. We're going to talk about his birth. You haven't heard nothing yet. You think you heard about his birth? You haven't heard one-eighth of it because it was glory. It was millions of people around. But we're going to tell you, the Vatican knows it. People know it. They just keeping it up. But we're here at Son of God University. We're back on the scene, man. We're going to let you know what happened because if a God comes to this earth, you better know the whole earth knows about it. And they did. But getting back to this, we're talking about the light of Christ within us, that power, getting that Holy Ghost. Ask for the Holy Ghost by praising Jesus. You get that Holy Ghost, bada boom, you're going. You're moving. You're grooving because you need that power. If you don't have the power, that's why the churches are sinking today, so-called churches. Mm-hmm. The church is basically the individual. He is the church of Jesus Christ. It's not necessarily a building, but you can go to a building if you want to. But be not dismayed because you are the temple of God. You are the church. You have that power. Each and every individual on earth has that power. I don't care what you are. You could be a farmer, a garbage man, or whatever. You could be a plumber. You could be anybody, a doctor. You can get the power.
What if you be a hillbilly?
If you're a hillbilly, believe me, better yet.
It doesn't matter.
Jesus is not discriminatory.
Okay.
And we're definitely not. Everybody,
right.
I don't care what race you are,
Amen.
It doesn't. We love everybody's into this, baby.
Yes.
Jesus, baby. He's international.
Yes.
He's been around. He came to this new world here.
Yes.
You didn't know he walked around in this new world. He came to the Puget Sound region.
Amen.
It tells it in the Book of Mormon.
Yes.
It tells how he came there. He had 12 disciples here. Hey, he's
yes.
international. This Jesus, you don't want to get rolled on him because basically he's been over there into Buddha land, over there in Southeast Asia. He's
yes.
been all around. He's the only international God. Everybody else had their certain place. He's been all around the globe because he is the God of this planet.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know? And he's worthy of worship. I'm not saying don't worship him. But he gets happy and jumps up and down when you get into that light of Christ. He said, "Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, Father. Hey, give me a dap on that. You see that? Hey, they're getting with it.
That's
they're
right.
getting with it. Hey,
Lord,
that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah.
Jesus, baby, we got to get with it. We got to get happy-fied. We got to get jiggy-fied. We keep coming back to it because it's very important. Nobody is saying it but Son of God University. People may try to imitate. We originate. We're telling you, and now you try to tell. But hey, the origination knows what's going on. We're
That's
telling you how it happened. Like my brother, he told you how it happened. He told you about the death and the resurrection. You probably haven't heard that. And plus, it's more to it.
When
that blood hit the earth, when he died, then the people of the earth start the tombs. They start coming, walking on the earth.
Right.
They start walking because they only can be released through that blood sacrifice. And then when he went down preaching, more came and started walking. People start seeing beings come up walking on the earth. Can you believe that?
Right.
Like ghosts or something. They were walking on the earth. They was coming out the tombs. They
Amen.
Couldn't come until after the Jesus Christ death.
That's
after
right.
he died, they can come out. And that's when they start walking the earth. They start rooms and everywhere. This Jesus Christ is major. He's major. We can't leave him out. He's major. But then that light of Christ, ooh, it gets bada boom. It's major because it's closer than hands and feet, as the scriptures say. It's within you. It's in your consciousness. It's within your heart. That's what guides you. That's what tells you what to wear. That's what tells you what soap to use.
Yes.
That's what tells you everything you need to know. That tells you what jobs you have. That tells you everything. I mean, basically, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're a deadbeat because you can't make it. You're going to be making all kinds of mistakes because you don't have the intelligence. You don't have the intelligence with you to guide you.
Amen.
You need that intelligence. You need that power because if you don't have it, you're a deadbeat. Let's face it. That's why he said, I got to get the hell out of here, Jesus said. I want you to depend on the Holy Comforter, on that comfort. It comforts you. That's what he called comfort. It comforts you. It makes it wants to have you a well, healthy. It don't want you crippled. It wants to have you healthy. It keeps you healthy. That energy flows through you as you be still and know I'm God. You get into the energy mode. You get into the vibration of it.
Yeah.
We're talking about the vibration of God, Jesus Christ. It's a vibration. It goes beyond this sin in the name of Jesus. It's a vibration. The vibration is the holy vibration. You got to live holy for this. And basically, as you praise Jesus, all your faults drop away. It's so easy. You know, it's not like you're going to these classes and you turn it upside down trying to do something. You go through these rituals and all that. That's a bunch of hogwash. Basically, God Jesus, you start praising him, and then you get into the God Jesus spirit, and you start worshiping and praising it and thanking it. Then all of a sudden, you're not lying. You're not stealing. You're not whoremongering.
Right.
You're not doing that. It's falling away because you're praising that light of Christ within you.
Amen.
It does the purging. It's the powerful force that's in you, and it cuts through all that wickedness, and it just falls away. That's why he said, my yoke is easy. It's easy, but we as humans make it complicated through the denominations of the church. Well, my doctrine is this. We don't want to know what your doctrine is. What is the doctrine of the God Jesus Christ?
Right.
That's what I want to know. That's what everybody wants. That's why it's 9 plus 12 million listening, because you want to know. You want to know the truth. We're saying the truth. The truth is resonating with you because you know why? You are the spirit of truth. Like my brother said, my loving brother said, you were in the heavens before. You had all this truth. Some of you that went to the classes, not all of them, most of the older generation, they went to the classes. They went to all classes. You know about it. You have the conscience. Some people try to cheat and they didn't go through, so they slippy slide into earth. We'll get into that later. But the older generation, they know. They were supposed to come to this planet. So you know. You know about God Jesus. You want it. You have a consciousness. And that consciousness is saying, God Jesus, baby. God Jesus, baby. God Jesus, baby. God Jesus, baby. So if it blows out again, so what? And if it does blow out again, know that we're still with our engineers done. We're still recording.
Right.
We're recording, and you can go to our archives and get it. Like when it blew out before, go to the archives. They're free.
Yes.
We can't charge for them. There's God Jesus. Remember, God Jesus governs Son of God University. That's why it's not our name on it. It's Son of God University.
Yes.
S-U-N, the power and light Jesus. He guides it. The Father, Allah Jehovah, he guides it.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit, my brother, me, we're all in together. They guide us what to do. We don't do nothing ourselves.
Amen.
We don't even come in the air. We can't come until they say. They're the rulers. They guide us. So what we say is true. We don't have time to waste and just tell lies and try to maybe pimp you, take your money. No, we're here to tell you the truth, how to live. I wanted to see every person on this earth become a god and a goddess. It can be done, but you have to put the work on. Because Jesus, you can't leave it to him. The ball is in your hands. So let's use it, baby. We're going to take a break with our wonderful Don as our engineer, and we're going to take a break, and we will be right back, baby.
Jesus,
baby. Jesus baby. We're back on the scene. Jah Jesus baby. My brother did a wonderful job as far as explaining the power of the resurrection, which is very important. Basically, getting back to the light of Christ, the power of Jah Jesus Christ, baby.
Yes, you got that right, baby. You see that basketball we brought here today, and this ball that I have, this ball. Yes, you can hear it bounce. It's got a lot of life into it. On this basketball, it's official size. It's got the name on here, Jah Jesus. I believe I had this basketball over 12 years. Never pumped it up. It has life into it. That name of Jah Jesus, this ball can testify that this ball is full of life. It feels so strong, doesn't it, my brother?
Oh, yeah.
It feels hard, strong.
Oh, yeah.
It's got good bouncing power, as you can hear it bounce. It's good. This ball is a representation of what's inside of us, the air in this ball. This basketball. Now, let's take Michael Jordan, for example. Everybody knows about Michael Jordan and the great guy that recently played King James on the Miami. What was that team? We celebrated the Miami. The Heat, Miami Heat, that's right. They won twice in a year of the NBA World Championship. Well, this ball has energy. And those guys, since they specialize in basketball, just think, this ball that I have, I would say this ball probably costs approximately $125. I didn't have to pay a penny for it. My wife found it in the garbage dump. I said, why would somebody throw a ball away like that? A leather ball? It needs to be having the name of God on this ball. That's right, Jah Jesus on this ball. And we did, and I never had to pump it up. And over 12 years, it's been playing good. It bounced good. Just to show you, the name of Jah Jesus is so powerful. It's so cosmic, so gracious, so gracious. It is the name of all authority. Remember, the name of Jah Jesus is the light of Christ in us. It is the name of the Spirit of Christ, which gives us the power of the resurrection. So therefore, to get back on those great stars, Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Sean Kemp of the Seattle Supersonics and Gary Payton of the Seattle Supersonics and James, what do we say, King James, because they call him King because he won the championship twice, and of the great state of Florida, the Miami Heat. So the basketball they have, it made them millions of dollars, because of their sport. Just think, if they take the air out of that ball, they could make no money. It wouldn't bounce. You drop it, it would stay down. So the power of the air in the basketball has made millionaires and people that play ball. The same with the football. It's oval shaped. It has air in it. And in those balls, they play football. And the different teams, you know, the New England Patriots, the Seattle Seahawks, the San Francisco Niners 49ers, and on other teams that play, the Cowboys of Texas, and various teams, it has air in it. And in that air, because that ball has air, they profit. They profit naturally with all the money. What am I saying? The precious energy inside of us, the glory of the Holy Spirit, the energy that's inside of our body. You take out the air of the breath of Almighty, we would become nothing. The scientist says the physical body, if you take out the life force from the physical body and you burn up the physical body and put it in a jug or in an urn, it's worth only 98 cents. Maybe we'll get some inflation today. Maybe it'll be worth $2.98. But that's not good. Why? Because no life. Life is real. Everybody wants to live. The power of living. That's why we are not religious. We are spiritual, and spiritual meets science together. We become bada boom, bada big. We give you the facts and the truth of life. In the 14th chapter of St. John, in the 15th chapter of St. John, the 16th chapter of St. John, it speaks about the powers of the resurrection. The power of the Holy Spirit is inside of us. If you want to be jubilant, you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make Jah Jesus your great light. Live in this beautiful light. Jesus Christ, the individual, he said, I'm going away. I'm going away, because if I don't go away, the comforter would not come. like my brother said earlier, you got Jesus Christ had to go away so that people can depend on the omnipresent energy that's inside of us. And too many religious people today are rejecting this great power, the sacred Holy Spirit, the divine light of Christ. You must become in love with the power that's in you. Ask my basketball, for example. It's got that air in it. I haven't had to go pump it up at a gas station or air pump for 12 years plus tax. Why? Because it's got life into it. And I've written the name of Jesus on it, and I believe in all that energy. So therefore, that ball is a precious ball. It just lives. I had other basketballs that don't have the names like this one, and it, after so many months, it goes down. But this ball, I don't hardly play with it that much, and the air is still in there. It's just as strong and hard as a rock. So we become solid as a rock because we have the energy living inside of our physical temple, in our minds, in our spirits. We must raise our thought level. Come on, beautiful lovers. It is time to rise out of the ashes of orthodoxy. It is time to wake up and feel the force. It is time to wake up and feel spirituality. This is a divine experience. This is why we don't charge. We don't charge for the program to come on when you can replay it and hear it over and over. We don't charge for that. Why? Because it's something of truth, divinity. And in our hearts, we give this knowledge from the truth because we know that Jesus is the truth. And they that cometh to Jesus know that this is truth. And if you pray and have any kind of doubt in your heart, you ask the eternal energy within you. And by the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll know the power of the truth. And by the power of the truth, you'll be set free, baby. You will know that we speak love. We speak it from the heart, and we speak it from the truth, and the scriptures bear witness with it, and the Holy Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit and with your spirit that what you're hearing is truth. Jesus say, the Comforter must come, the Spirit of truth, which is with you but shall be in you. And Jesus was telling them the importance. He said, I'm the physical glorious being. I was the one that resurrected. I'm getting out of here now. Now it's time for you children to depend on my omnipresent energy so I can go sit down and drink some orange juice and eat some fish sticks and drink a brew. Of course, you don't have to take no break. That's just a sense of humor. But you know what I'm saying, that Jesus Christ wants you to depend upon him. He has all power. And my brother said the royal birth was so dynamic and so glorious. You're going to hear more about that later in the season. And the energy of this truth, the energy is within us, all around us. Holy Spirit, you can't get away from it. You breathe, you live, you move, you have your being in this holy breath. How can you survive without the energy? The basketball cannot survive if it didn't have no air. If you have a basketball and you pump it and it's not pumped up and you bounce and it just go whoop, it stays down. But if it got life into it, you bounce, it's going to spring back up, you bounce it, and the more you bounce it, the more it likes to be bounced. Well, the sons of God, there's no shortage in the Holy Spirit. So in those 14, 15, 16 chapters of St. John, you study that for yourself and check it out. Why Jesus said, the Spirit of truth which shall be in you, he said, I will pray the Father, and the Father shall send it in my name. Now dig that, wonderful ones. Jesus said, the Father will send the Spirit in my name. Why? Because the name of the Holy Spirit is the same name of the Son of God. Jesus, baby, or Jesus, or Jesus is a name. It has a personal name of power. So therefore, this Holy Spirit, Jesus say, I am with you, but this Spirit shall be in you, and it shall abide in you forever. How long? Forever. How long, kids? Forever.
Ever.
How long?
Forever.
That's a long time.
God, Jesus, baby.
So just think of the Holy Spirit energy living. If it can abide in our physical temple, that means we can keep living. We don't have to die unless you want to. You have the choice. The ball, the basketball court is in your hand. The ball is in your court. You make the decision. You have the choice. There's no lottery up in heaven that says, well, I'm going to have this guy die to die and have Susie Q die the next die. No. Each person sets their own gauge. The caliber of your thoughts determines what you shall be. Jesus said it. The prophet said it. Jesus said, whatsoever thou thinkest, thou shalt become. Whatever you put your mind to be, you can achieve. The mind is an incredible power. Why? Because the mind is not the brain. The brain is the housing of the mind. Get that, people. Get that, wonderful church. Get that, scientist. The brain is not the same as the mind, but the brain is the protector and the housing, the covering of the mind. The mind is invisible fluid. It's spirit. It can come, it can go hither and thither. The mind is so incredible. The mind does not have to age because the mind never gets thirsty. It never get sleepy. It don't get tired. The body gets tired, and the thoughts of the mind get tired. But your pure mind that was given to you by the precious Jesus Christ, it never gets tired. We have a precious commodity within us. We are royal beings on planet Earth. Wake up, human beings. Recognize who you are on this Earth. Recognize in the great United States of America, you have the greatest nation on the planet. People in Shangri-La, Thailand love to be in America. America is so blessed. Wake up, people. Wake up, wake up, wake up in Europe. Wake up. Why? Because this great light is everywhere. The light of Christ is the royal jewel. It is the happy spirit. It is the one that gives you life. It is the quickening power of your soul. Okay, can you talk to the Holy Spirit of love, the resurrection power? Of course, Jesus, he did it all the time. Jesus of Nazareth, he did it all the time. This power lives right within your soul, right within your physical temple. The scripture said, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have of God? So therefore, if this divine comforter, this purified spirit of truth, this all divine intelligence is inside of you, you can communicate with this power. This power is in love with God. It is in love with Jesus Christ. It has the name of Jesus Christ. So therefore, like my loving brother has said, this power is with you and in you forever. This power is also closer than fingers and thumbs on your nosy. If you got the power inside you and all around you, it's closer than the thumb on my nose. If you can see right here, I got my nose on my thumb, and my brother is taking my thumb off my nosy with his thumb. So therefore, just think, the thumb is closer to your nose and you're breathing. How much more is the Spirit of Christ that is closer than hands and feet? How can Don and I get along? Our beautiful sweetheart engineer, he's way over in the United States, and I believe in the state of California. And if we're in Shangri-La, Thailand, and yet we can communicate and talk just like that, like we're omnipresent. Why? Our thoughts and our minds, in a sense, is omnipresent. I could talk to Don in an instant. I can give him the cue, and we go to commercial, and things happen. And yet we could be in different states and different worlds or different nations. Why? The presence of the knowledge and the power of the omnipresent. All the knowledge that mankind has gotten, they've gotten from the intelligence of the light of Christ. Why? Because the light of Christ is inside of every human being. But it's up to us to accept it. Once you accept this energy, this Holy Spirit of Christ, then you can progress, my sweethearts. You can progress into the realms of love. Then you'll look good like Don. You'll be flashy like my brother. You'll be strong like Christ. You'll be muscle like me and many, many others. You can do it. Nothing to it but to do it all the way through Yahweh, greater than Frito-Lay, through Jesus Christ, the Lord, King, Son of God.
Jesus, baby, Jesus. You got that right. And as we get into that energy again, did you know when Moses was up there on the mountain,
yes,
he went up to the mountain there. He said, I got to check out this God. So he goes up there and said, who is this God? I got to check out. Like, he's a strong person. I mean, he's like, he's not afraid of anything.
Right.
So he goes up there, and this bush was burning. What is this? What a sight. He had to turn. Whoa, take off your ground. This is holy ground. I am that I am, as he spoke to him.
Yes.
Did you know that was the light of Christ? Did you know that was Jesus Christ's spirit?
I thought that was Michael Jackson up there, my brother.
No, I think Michael Jackson, he's an angel or something, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's an angel by now.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't Elvis Presley either?
No.
That was the Holy Spirit, Christ light?
That was the Holy Spirit. That was the Christ light that spoke to him.
Oh, okay.
And most people were just saying, oh, that was the Father? No.
No.
That was the Christ-like. I am. I am within you.
Yes.
That's your Christ-like. That was the Christ-like that was speaking to Moses. This Christ-like can speak to you. It's not a living person that walks beside you.
Right.
That's a false nullification. Basically, it's a spirit. It's energy.
Energy. Yeah.
It's a force. It's like you could say like Mr. Skywalker in Star Wars.
Yes.
He used the force. It's a force. It's an energy. It's intelligence. It talks to you. It tells
Amen.
You stuff. It tells you don't go here. It tells you to do this. It moves and grooves with you. Whatever you do, if you're an athlete like Michael Phelps, how do you think he do it? He tuned his mind into it. He visualizes.
Yes.
He uses his mind a lot. That's one brother that uses his mind a lot.
Oh, yes.
And then he practices and practices. How do you think he won all those times? How do you think? It's that he practices and he uses the force. unknowingly. Now, if he used the Jah Jesus and he gets the revelation, he'll be bada boom more.
Amen.
You can use it to a certain extent to get to a certain thing. But when you use the knowledge that we are giving you, oh, man, even the basketball players, the baseball players, those like football players, the hockey players, it doesn't matter. You know, you don't even have to be an athlete.
Right.
If you use it, because everybody should be working out. That's Jah Jesus' principle. You should work out. This body is made to be active. You should do something. And I'm starting to see as I travel, people are starting to work out. It's in the air. The light of Christ is knocking at your door. You need to work out. You need to do something. If you just walk, even if you just do Zumba, even if you do yoga, it doesn't matter what you do. Even if you run, it doesn't matter what you do. You should do something every day, at least an hour a day, 5 days. You should do something because that helps your body. That helps your muscles. That helps whatever it is. You should do some kind of aerobic. You should do some kind of muscle toning and building. You should do that. You should do some kind of stretching. My yoga is excellent for stretching and strengthening. You should do that. You should get into that because you feel better. People do. They feel better. It even says it's scientific fact. You feel better. You're much happier. You know why? You're working with the Jah Jesus energy.
Amen.
You're in church.
That's
like me and my brother always say, I'm going to church. Yeah, I'm going to the bodybuilding church.
That's
I'm going to the yoga church. Yeah, basically, you're in church because you know what? You're connecting your mind, spirit, and the body together. You're in church. You're activating the principles of Jah Jesus. You know, not literally going to a so-called temple, and doing, but you're in the temple, your temple, which is the most powerful temple on the earth. Each person has their temple, and you making that God strong in you by praising it, talking to it. It's talking to you. You need to work out. That's very much. If you want to stay young stuff, that's major. That slows down aging tremendously.
Yes.
Working out slows it down tremendously. Listen to the light of Christ. It'll tell you what that. It'll tell you what to eat. We don't need to tell you. Everybody is different. Their body is unique. So you would know by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost what to eat. What workouts should you do? People work out, do different things. Everybody don't have to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's body is built different. So you do different things. That's what you should be doing. Going to church every day in some kind of gym or doing something that will reward your body. Because when you sweat, you feel good. When you exercise, you feel good. And that's what Jah Jesus wants you to do. Adam did it.
Yeah.
He picked up logs and was listening. People work out.
That's
right. Mandatory. That's just, you know you're supposed to pray to the Holy Spirit and talk to it all day. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, you know you eat right. Number two, but working out, eating right, you got, because when you work out, you're going to naturally eat right. You're not going to eat all that junk food because it's going to just turn you away from it because you're going to want, your body's going to want nutrition. It knows what it wants. You know, it's intelligence. Remember, your body is the rays of Almighty Jah Jesus.
Yes.
Everything has that atom and that intelligence in it. It's telling you what to do, what to eat, where to go, what to do, what soap. You know, there's some soaps out there that's atomized.
That's
the Holy Spirit will tell you. I'm not going to let you tell you. I want the Holy Spirit. I want you to activate it because that energizes your body.
Amen.
Some fruits that the Holy Spirit has made.
Yes.
And you know that's atomized. Get in touch with the Holy Spirit. It would tell you what fruits that are. It's a lot of stuff that can help you that's on this earth. But you got to get in touch with the Holy Spirit. You got to bada boom get in the Holy Spirit and ask for that fire to come upon you. It's a magnificent experience once all that Holy Ghost comes in. It purges you, you know. It purges you. As you start praising Jesus, the first step is praising Jesus, worshiping Jesus. Then that Holy Spirit goes. Then you switch gods. You go into the inner God.
That's right.
You switch into the inner God. Then Jesus say, okay, I did my thing. I'm out of here.
Yes.
Okay. Now, then you start switching to the inner God. That's when you start getting happy. Then the Father say, oh, whoa, look at there, baby. They bada boom. So then you start praising that inner God. You start talking to them. When you have problems, you don't go to a psychiatrist. You talk to the inner God.
That's right.
The inner God will tell you what to do. It's your comforter. It's your mate. It's closer to hand to you. It's your friend. Like Earth, Wind, Fire said, it got in touch with that fire. I got in touch with the light. The light is inside me. The light is what? Jah Jesus Christ's spirit.
Amen.
Get in touch with that. Love it. Praise it. Gratitude. Be
thankful
in everything.
Yes.
When you have Thanksgiving, things just multiply. That's the law of multiplication. thankfulness, Amen. Thanksgiving. That's a very high law. As Christine Mercy in her books, she was so thankful. She was thankful for everything. That's how come she was transfigured.
That's right.
How come she was taken up into heaven.
Alive.
She was alive mm-hmm. with her physical body. Am I dead? I'm not dead. Because she obeyed the laws. The highest law is thanksgiving.
Yes.
That is it, because that includes love and everything. When you're thankful in all things, whew, you can't go wrong. But you see people that's gripey, groovy, oh, that is a shame. Jesus just cries. Tears come out of his eyes with the pity of that, because that is not good. That's why you need to get in touch with that God within you.
Amen.
You don't need to talk to me. You don't need to talk to my brother. You need to get in touch with the Jesus Spirit. And then you can even go to the Son of God and talk to him.
Amen.
It's legal. We're not saying this alleviate Jesus. We're telling you that the most important thing after you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost is to depend on the light. That's what we're saying.
Right.
And even then, a lot of times, I must praise my Savior, Jesus Christ, because he's worthy, you know.
Amen.
All the
Amen.
Stuff he did for us, he didn't have to do. This earth, the Father told me today, this earth wouldn't be here if it wasn't for John Jesus.
That's right.
It would not be here. John Jesus built this earth. There's no planet in the universe that's like this. It's
Amen.
So, this can take all kinds of wickedness. Why do you think it's not destroyed? It can take anything.
Amen.
John Jesus built it. Your body, it can take anything.
Mm-hmm.
People on drugs, struggling out with one leg, this and that.
That's right.
I mean, it can take in. This body is magnificent. Just think if you take care of it, you know. Just think if you take care of the body, if you use Jesus' Spirit, just think what kind of level you can go to then. What kind of God you can go to then. You can become a God and a goddess.
That's right.
It's not impossible. Like my brother said, the mind is powerful. You can do anything you think, it can be done. As a thinker, think with your mind. Use your mind. I know it's the computer age, and a lot of times the computer makes you lazy. I know you do your taxes. Everything comes on there. You don't need to think. You don't need to add. You don't need to subtract. Everything's doing for it. Learn to use your mind, because your mind is precious. It's very precious. Use your mind, my loving brothers and sisters, because Jesus wants you to be kings and queens. He wants you to be gods and goddesses. But it's up to us. It's up to us. We got the ball, like my brother talking about the ball. The ball is in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to us. Like my loving brother said, it's up to us. The ball's in there. All that intelligence is all around us. It's in the air. It's in our hair. It's in our body. It's all around us. It's everywhere. As you breathe, that intelligence is there. Wherever you go into, if you get stuck under, like that lady got stuck in that hole, she's praying to Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. People been stuck under earth, they pray that they get out.
Mm-hmm.
It's power in that name.
Yeah.
Whatever situation you call on the name forevermore. Oh, that name is powerful. That name, it activates energy. When you call that name, it's just like the atoms light up. Jesus, boom, baby.
Yes.
Jesus, boom, baby. All that energy, all that light, it lights up. And as it lights up, then you are delivered from whatever you want to be delivered. It's up to you. Live in the now, like my brother said, the here and now.
Yes.
The here and now. Yes. It's right now we do it. We don't put it off. That's what the Israelites did. They put it off. Right now. Right now I'm healed.
Amen. Yes.
Right now, yeah, I'm a God right now. I'm living as a God right now. Right now, I'm living Jesus' principles right now. Don't put it, well, you know, I'll do it when I'm 80. I'll do it next year. Don't be a procrastinator.
Right.
Do it. Be an activator.
Activator. You hit it right on the thumbs, because when you activate the power of Jesus, you become that which you gaze upon. It is imperative. Like my lovely brother has said, you got to get wrapped up in the happy name, the royal name of Jesus. Jesus, because that royal name is the name of all power in the book of the Philippians, in the book of Acts, in the book of Ephesians, in the book of the Corinthians, all through the apostolic scriptures. It tells you there's no other name under the heaven whereby humankind can be redeemed, saved, and delivered but through the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus. That name is a powerful name. Many assemblies have gotten allergic, look like, to the great name of Jesus Christ. But we're here to restore it back to the earth, because that's why the summer in autumn revival is continuing. We are not stopping at the end of September. We're going to continue this revival, just nonstop production, until a lot of Christ say stop or whatever, so come first, because the name of all power Jesus, you call that name. That name is in you, surrounded. You got to recognize, my beautiful sweethearts, the Holy Spirit has a name. The Holy Spirit has the name of the Son of God. The Holy Spirit is the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the name of the Holy Spirit. That's the Christ in you, Colossians 1, 26 and 27. It said, before the foundations of the world, that it be known that Christ in you is your hope of glory. The happiness begins right now. 2013, you don't have to wait 15 years later. You don't have to wait till you die and go to heaven because you won't get there. The bodies, heaven was made for bodies. Heaven was made to be alive, to glorify Jesus Christ Almighty.
Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby.
Now we're off the air. Now we're going off the air. And remember, the force will be with you. As my loving brother Don, the engineer, would sign us off.
Yes.
Remember, the force is with you.
Yes.
Jesus,
baby.
Jesus energy, baby.
Yes.
Jesus.
Concentrate on that.
Concentrate
energy.
On that energy.
Jesus.
Feel the energy.
Yes.
Activate energy.
Praise
be
that
still
energy.
And know I am God.
Yes.
Jesus.
Jesus,
baby.
Jesus.
Namaste.
Baby. Namaste. Arigato.
Let peaceful thoughts arise. May your dreams be sweet tonight. With kisses on your cheek and wings upon your feet. Oh, chase the moon across the sky. Close your eyes.